You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. WVXU, in partnership with CET Public Television, is examining the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. The project is called American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen. And as part of that initiative, a conversation this morning with Dr. Mary Ronan, the superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. I want to begin with what probably isn't good news, but something that has to be addressed. How serious is the dropout problem here in Cincinnati?
Well, you know, the dropout percentage is really the flip side of the graduation rate.
Exactly.
Which the state of Ohio determines for us. And, you know, there's been a lot of different percentages thrown around there. The last few years, we've been running at about 80% graduation rate. Because they don't figure out, but then the flip side of that would obviously be, well, we're losing 20% of our youngsters. But now the state is calculating it in a different way. So we've been told this year's report card may indeed have two different rates, one at 80 and one at about 63%. So obviously we're very concerned, although we're actually trying to sort out. We don't have time or resources to be chasing down children who truly aren't dropouts. And this is the first year the state has assigned an ID number to the youngsters, but it's not a national ID. It's a state ID. So we know there have been some issues. If a child leaves the state, how they get coded, are they coded as a dropout? And, you know, being here in Cincinnati, we're 5 minutes away, you can be in Kentucky. There's lots of mobility. And so we are working with the state to try to come up with what is the real number. It certainly isn't as low as 63%. Probably not as high as 80 if we're trying to track every child and it's somewhere in between. But quite honestly, we don't want to lose any of our children.
Not at all. And the American Graduate Initiative trying to raise awareness of this and talking to a lot of folks there here in our community. A lot of folks, companies, corporations, different school systems, different organizations, all talking and trying to work on this issue. What has Cincinnati Public Schools been doing to try to prevent a student from dropping out?
We're very concerned because we're very aware that if a youngster doesn't get, even these days, a high school diploma does not guarantee you a well-paying job. So certainly if you're a dropout, we just know that throughout your life you're going to earn less and struggle. So we don't want to lose any of our youngsters. But you're right, you need to start early. And we know that when our youngsters come to us in kindergarten, only about half of them are ready for kindergarten. The state gives a crawl assessment, which is a kindergarten readiness assessment, in September. And we find out that 50% of our youngsters, for instance, don't know their colors, can't count to 10, have trouble even, you know, just printing their name. So we know the issue starts long before 12th grade. It really starts in preschool. So we actually have a preschool classroom in almost all of our elementary schools. We work with Head Start through the Community Action Agency. We work with Success by Six and Four C's to try to actually do fundraising and get grants so that more of our youngsters have that preschool experience, which really gets them prepared for kindergarten. Also, this year in the state of Ohio, there's a third grade guarantee, and that is to make sure that youngsters don't move on from third grade unless they've mastered the skill of reading. Because, you know, those early grades were teaching you how to read, but after third grade, we just assume you can pick up the book and read. And I am sure if we track youngsters, it's the youngsters who struggled in kindergarten and then at third grade couldn't read. Ultimately, those youngsters, many of them, I am sure, turn into your dropouts because it's very, very frustrating. So we have actually hired a reading specialist in 37 of our elementary schools where reading scores aren't where they should be. So we are hopeful that next year when that kicks in, none of our youngsters will be retained in third grade, but we're going to track every child, watch their progress, and we think that'll make a huge dent years down the road.
But you have to start early. I was going to say, an investment in the future.
But honestly, what really has helped in recent years, when we broke our high schools into smaller units where you can track the individual child and not be those large, impersonal high schools, and the fact that those high schools have they're either an art school or a technology school, that's the hook. We don't assign our youngsters to a high school. We're a district of choice. You can choose your high school. So we think that is the hook that keeps a lot of our youngsters in school. It really doesn't cost us anymore because they get the Metro Pass. They'll just spend a little bit longer on the bus if they want to go across town to that Arts and Science Academy that they want to go to. So that has also helped in recent years keep our youngsters in school, because you have to be engaged, because there's just a lot of other things out there.
Oh, a lot of distractions, lots and lots of distractions. Well, beyond those choices for high school, when you do identify a student who is at risk, in the high school years, do you have programs that are trying to help retain them, or if they drop out, to try to bring them back?
We have several programs. The Cincinnati Youth Collaborative has been very, very helpful for the past 25 years, providing mentors for our students and also jobs for Cincinnati grads. And recently, those two organizations have actually come together and merged. And Jobs for Cincinnati Grads works with youngsters identified as struggling in that junior and senior year to make sure that they do indeed get through and graduate. And CYC has great stats by providing a mentor, a caring adult, to work with that youngster. And I think, Taft Information Technology High School is an excellent example of that, where Cincinnati Bell actually has their employees work with the youngsters during work time, and they stick with the child for 4 years. They have a great graduation rate because there's a caring adult there tracking and making sure that the youngster stays on track, basically.
Yeah, I perceive that sometimes that is an issue, and in my personal experiences I see it, that if the parents aren't involved in education or don't have even books in the home or pencils or pens, that is really an effect, and it does take someone sharing that passion for either learning or maybe a particular career track, and that's a big thing that's happening. And I know from talking to a lot of these folks, always looking for more people to share that passion.
Indeed. We're always looking for more tutors and mentors. We're having the Be the Change campaign with Strive right now to bring more tutors into our schools or mentors with the Cincinnati Youth Collaborative, because they have worked wonders with our youngsters over the years.
So with the graduation rates and the calculation for the graduation rate changing, the news might not look good, but really this community is looking hard at various ways to fight that dropout issue.
Yes, we are truly blessed in Cincinnati. We have lots of partners. And we also had a grant with Cincinnati State, but right now that funding has gone away. But we were trying to bring back dropouts from all over Hamilton County, try to get them their GED and get them enrolled in Cincinnati State.
We have all these efforts that are happening, but still it seems there are many challenges. What do you think is the greatest challenge facing making sure these students graduate?
Oftentimes it can be family issues. We have noticed that our poverty rate has ticked up from 69%, where it had been for about the past 10 years, up to 73% just these last 2 or 3 years during the recession. So our families are getting poorer, and there's lots of stressors in their lives. And also a lot of our high school students have jobs, mm-hmm. because they need to contribute to the family's budget. So therefore, when you're working long hours and also trying to stay in school, that's another stressor in your life.
And something that makes education quite a challenge when you're trying to concentrate on that and not homework.
Exactly. So in some families, we know that, you know, there's other priorities, and education may not be the number one priority, especially when you've been laid off or you're out of work. There's just other issues, and poverty definitely distracts.
Well, keep up the good work, and congratulations on your successes, and great hope for the future, too.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Mary Ronan, the superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools. A conversation this morning as part of American Graduate, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, examining the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. You can learn more about the American Graduate Initiative and about Cincinnati Public Schools initiatives at our website, wvxu.org.